All right, it's 4:57 here on the Hard Line. Bob is sick.
Talk, bro.
He's on the sick right now. We're trying to get him off the sick, especially for Summer Bash tomorrow. But it's time for us to stop down for... Brought to you by...
All Pro Foundation Repair.
And to kick off... the rant revival. We welcome in Gordon Keith.
Yes! Yes!
And now Dave will present Gordon with E-News.
Thank you. For one more?
Thank you.
So, this is like he's like some sort of king sitting up on his throne. Now.
I'm like your jester here to entertain you.
Present me E-News. I'll tell you whether it entertains me.
So we have
a circus.
We have a very sexually charged E-News just for you, Gordon.
Are you covering the two outdoor stories?
Outdoor stories.
There's one about a Pennsylvania professor.
That's not E-News. It's just news.
Okay.
Why don't you just sit back on your throne and shut up for a while, all right?
Okay, yeah. There's the E-News law talking.
I forgot. Yeah. I'm on a throne. I don't need to talk to anyone.
No, not at all. Nine more women have come forward to accuse Bill Cosby of sexual assault.
Nine more?
In a lawsuit that alleges he used his enormous power, fame, and prestige to victimize them. So, in Nevada, the governor, Joe Lombardo, signed a bill that eliminated a 2-year deadline for adults to file sexual abuse cases. So we've seen like these look-back laws in other states where the statute of limitations is raised temporarily. It seems like in this case, in Nevada, it's just raised permanently.
Yeah.
Jay Lombardo, the clothier?
No. Joe Lombardo, the governor of Nevada.
You think that guy's still alive, by the way?
Who?
Jay Lombardo, the clothier.
No, he barely sounded alive there, but I bet you he is.
Probably so.
I think so.
Yeah, probably so.
Let's stay positive.
So yesterday in federal court in Nevada, the lawsuit was filed that alleges that the women were individually drugged and assaulted between 1979 and 1992 in Vegas, Reno, and Lake Tahoe in homes, dressing rooms, and hotels. One of the women accuses Cosby, claiming that he was trying to be her acting mentor, lured her from New York to Nevada, where he drugged her in a hotel room, spiking what he claimed was non-alcoholic sparkling cider with his little Cosby juice and raped her in that hotel room.
All right, how many Cosby sycophants are left? And are they the really old guard that just, they turn, that didn't happen? Not to my Bill Cosby.
It's kind of like people who still give Michael Jackson a pass and don't see any conflict there. It's like they like the guy, and he was huge back in the 80s, and so...
That's even weirder to me, because those are people that are, you know, probably around our age that are still supportive of him.
But people our age grew up watching The Cosby Show.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you remember, or can you guess, how many accusers this makes now?
Gosh, it's up to...
50?
No, it was like 81 or something when they did that cover story on him.
Well, according to this story, it says that he has been accused of rape, sexual assault, and sexual harassment by more than 60 women.
Oh, I think it's higher than that.
It might be. But yeah, of course, he did 3 years in state prison in Philadelphia, or near Philadelphia, before his conviction was thrown out, and he was surprisingly released in 2021.
And they say in prison he was... very beloved.
Yeah, he was mentoring all of the young prisoners. They thought he was teaching like a godfather.
You put the pill into the fizzy drink and then you make the drink.
Don't you think, though, that like he's one of these demons that was exactly what he was trying to personify? Like, I think he was a good guy, except he had this addiction to one of the most heinous things you can do.
So you're saying good guy?
No, I'm not saying good guy.
Well, what are you saying, Corby?
Good flawed guy?
I'm saying the worst guy ever.
He's the best serial rapist you know of. Is that what you're saying?
Like, if you were going to be raped by someone, you would choose Bill Cosby.
Yeah, what's your top five?
Yeah.
Snake.
I can't get out of this, so I'm going to just shut up.
Yes, go ahead. Like, Corby. Your top five moral serial rapists.
You have checkmated me.
I don't have a play. I don't.
All right. Have you seen the latest news about Epstein's pedophilia island?
His first mistake was naming it that.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you just go with, you know, I don't know, yeah, Coconut Isle.
Coconut
or
Grove.
When people see that on Google Maps, it's going to stick out.
You ought to know
not
to go there. Why when you're planning your trip on Google Maps and it says that's the destination,
and
you say, yeah.
And you're looking for a family place.
Yeah.
Honey, should we take the kids here?
So there has been a smattering of news in the last month, and there's big news today. So a month ago, Deutsche Bank reached a $75 million settlement with Epstein's victims.
Really?
Yes. And then just on Monday...
But they don't get the money until they're 18, right?
Well, I think they're 18 now.
Jeez. Like they were 7 or something when that was going on?
I just didn't understand.
So on Monday in Manhattan, a U.S. District Court approved a class action lawsuit for more Epstein victims.
Good.
Against J.P. Morgan. So,
why you want to do that?
So before this lawsuit could be officially filed, J.P. Morgan has reached a settlement.
Oh my God!
With the victims, this one for $290 million.
So
where are they getting this?
I don't understand.
With no admission of liability. That's part of the settlement agreement. The J.P. Morgan has no admission of liability, but here's $290 million.
Or $300 million. So wait, why is J.P. Morgan involved in this? Did he work for J.P. Morgan?
Well, I think he, a lot of his money was funneled through J.P. Morgan and Deutsche Bank, and I guess the accusation is that they knew what he was up to, and they did nothing to stop it.
Boy, that's a very big assumption.
That somehow his finances were... I don't really know. I'm talking out of
this
my
way. Okay. Think of it this way. How much giant corporations, though, would typically fight something like that? And it almost sounds like, okay, well, you... Wait, so he had a bank account with you, and we're going to look into you. You know what? We'll just settle. We're just going to settle.
Yeah, because they don't want to open their books. That's the main thing, is they don't want people prying into all of their dealings with Epstein, so it's better to just write a check.
There was one call to the president of J.P. Morgan. Can we talk to your leader? This is the Epstein folks over here.
J.P. Morgan leader. Who's this?
No, he's leader. Not. He's at lunch right now, and we're settling.
So here's the big news today.
Okay.
So J.P. Morgan, they have decided to make this payment, but they're not done because... Like I said, they did not admit any liability, and they are trying to pass the buck. And so they have a legal brief that was filed today that shows that Cecile DeJohn, who was the First Lady of the Virgin Islands from 2007 to 2015, actively aided Epstein in carrying out his sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm. Cocaine in moderation.
That and she's they still have around? She's alive?
Yes, she's still alive. Okay. That there's a string of email communications between, you can look it up, between her and Epstein as evidence. So in emails from 2011, which is 3 years after he pleaded it guilty to soliciting prostitution of a minor, she appears to consult Epstein for his approval on proposed sex offender legislation in the Virgin Islands. Like, are you okay with the language of this sex offender legislation? And she also helped Epstein's victims receive visas and English language classes.
Mm. Yeah.
So she was helping get them into the country and then helping them take English classes so they could talk to the guests at Pedophilia Island.
Right. She's standing up at the chalkboard, like slowly spelling R-A-P-E. This is your first word.
Wow.
Look it up.
Who here knows what 69 means?
I don't know that I would let that go over the air, but...
He's playing the role of a teacher.
Yeah. It's just the instruction that they received. So, DeJohn worked for Epstein since at least 2000, and she was on his payroll with an annual salary of more than $100,000.
God, dude.
And so she helped him maintain positive relationships with law enforcement on the Virgin Islands. She also, in 2014, wrote in an email that it's important to me that you know that I take this job, my management of your team, and our implementation of your requests very seriously, and that they'll be done in the most confidential of ways.
All right. Who do you think killed him in prison? Or do you think you think he took himself out?
Yeah.
Like, the explanation is that simple? Like, I can't,
yes,
A, live the rest of my life here. I can't be implicated in the way that I know I'm going to be. I'm too much. My ego's too big or whatever.
Yes.
But it is more salacious to think that
he got snuffed
out by
right
Bill Clinton's whoever, whatever, whoever.
All right. And finally, in our sex trifecta today.
Oh, yeah.
Conor McGregor has been accused of raping a woman at the Game 4 of the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
So this is the game where he had courtside seats.
He knocked out a mascot.
Yeah, and he did a skit where he punched the Heat mascot a couple times in the head to where the Heat mascot had to go to the hospital.
Yeah. Which I thought it was a bit. Like, it looked like
it was a bit.
I know, but even the...
But he didn't pull his punch at all. I mean, he hits that thing hard.
Did he think that it's like a...
Like it's padded?
Yeah, like a bounce
like a
house material
helmet
or something where you punch and... I mean, his fist goes right through that paper mache.
And so that's the same game.
The same game.
This woman is accusing him of doing this in the bathroom. And she says, I believe, that she has a bag of clothing with his DNA all over it.
Okay, I didn't see that. But according to the demand letter that she filed, the incident happened... Just after the game, the Nuggets won 108-95, June 9th, in Miami. And so, according to her filing, he violently sexually assaulted her inside the men's bathroom, and that NBA and Heat security helped separate her from her friend and forced her into the restroom where he was waiting in the handicapped stall.
Okay.
Is he handicapped?
Come on.
How did he get in there?
No,
handicapable
Gordon.
Stall.
Gordon, no. You don't... Well, forget it. I'll explain to you off the air.
So...
Just trying to understand news,
allegedly, allegedly, security would not let her friend inside the bathroom, would not let her out. He emerged from the stall and shoved his tongue into her mouth and aggressively kissed her.
Ugh, I hate that word.
And then...
Aggressively.
And then she said, to get him to stop, she said that she had to tinkle.
That's the word she used?
She said urinate.
Okay.
And
I hate that word.
We're up against the clock, so he's shortening everything.
Yeah. And so then...
It's a lot.
He let her do that, but then he forced her to have...
Okay, do you guys buy into security people that work for the team aiding a guy that has probably been to that arena one time, and it's like, hey, this is what I need you to do. You stand there,
what
you stand there.
Do?
I mean, I can see maybe his security detail.
But he's claiming the Heat?
Yeah, the victim is claiming that the NBA and Heat security were involved in this, which I find very hard to believe.
Okay, the only thing I can think of is if they think that this is just some girl that he knows and he's just wanting to hook up with her and
looking for a spot.
Yeah.
Hey,
like
they
thought it was consensual or something like that.
Yeah, we know a spot for you.
So after the he then is accused of grabbing her, pinning her against the wall, and attempting
Whoa.
So she elbows him repeatedly and
that probably works on an MMA champ.
How do they know it was that
That's where he was aiming?
I mean, you're talking about, you know, close targets.
Right.
So, I mean, like, unless he said something.
Yeah, they can't know his intent.
Corby's committed this error before.
Right.
Why don't you tell that story, Corby?
If your calibration is just a few degrees off.
When you were drunk, yeah.
We have another segment.
Yeah, but then she flees, but she forgets her purse.
Wasn't it in a dorm room, too?
I want to talk about it.
No, it wasn't in a dorm room.
And his security guards held her purse hostage.
Jeez.
And she had to plead for its return. So,
well, you know what?
She's seeking a settlement not only from him, but the Heat and the NBA.
He squeals off enough that...
You can believe it.
Yeah, this is not doesn't sound crazy. And coupling that with his actions with that mascot...
Yeah.
The guy could have been, like, coked out of his gourd that whole night.
Right. Do you think that
surely
allegedly
there's video though.
Allegedly.
There's video everywhere. There's got to be some
shot. Video inside the restrooms.
Well, no. I mean, like, just the build up to it, the lead up, him talking to security, leading the girl into the restroom.
Sure,
everything.
There's security footage. I would think of
so,
that.
One of two things is going to happen. One, they're going to settle with her, and she's going to be
J.P. Morgan,
a rich woman. Yeah, Epstein's people, Epstein's bank.
You just settle with anyone,
right?
As soon as possible.
Or video's going to come out, and this is going to be the biggest nightmare ever for the Heat, the league, and it's not going to get to that point. There's no way.
I mean, if there's video, then this could turn criminal.
Yeah. All right, we got to go.
We have time for one more.
No, Dave.
We have to do the real rant revival next.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Ticket. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
All right, it's time for the Rant Revival, Thursdays, 5:15. We used to have a show on Saturdays with Gordon and Davey and myself.
Those were the days
that, for whatever reason, resonated with humans.
Mm-hmm. God, we were so hot back then.
What a bunch of losers we were. Seriously. But it was fun on Saturdays. That is, that's for sure. And so now we recreate the fun on Thursdays around this time. And sometimes we like to welcome you with a good old fashioned rant type story, which we will do now, Gordon.
Okay.
Because at one point in the last couple of months, we did the story, and I know you did it on Muse in the News, about Corey Richens.
Oh, gosh, yeah. The Utah mommy that killed her husband dead.
She's the Utah widow that has been accused of killing her husband.
And then writing a children's book to help her...
About grief, yeah.
For her two sons. Her children grieve.
To get over their
murder victim.
Yeah, her murder victim.
And like when the story originally came out, the crux of it was kind of from his side and his family's side, that he had warned his family, like, look, if anything happens to me,
yeah,
some weird things are going on with Corey. I think she's trying to kill me. So you might want to look into this.
She'd already given him a sandwich, I think, that made him really sick.
Yeah.
Once. Yeah, poison was the mm-hmm. M.O. that she was attempting the most.
And it's the one that was ultimately successful.
Yeah.
Gave him a Moscow mule laced with fentanyl.
Yes, and it turned out to be about five times the lethal dose of fentanyl.
Mm.
And this mule's hitting hard.
Dude, this one's strong. Huh,
must be a lightweight today.
Fading off a little bit. This is most serious.
So, prosecutors now are letting loose of the incriminating evidence they have against her. And you tell me...
I don't think this is that incriminating.
Okay.
By the way, the copper helps to keep the fentanyl
cold.
Yeah,
it absorbs the... Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So,
I won't say what I was going to say.
On her phone that prosecutors describe as incriminating are the following. Some of the articles pulled up on her searches focused on fentanyl and the acquisition of life insurance payments, others relating to police investigations and how data is collected from electronic devices.
Okay.
But
that's awfully generic. I mean, I would have to know the actual search terms to see if this is at all incriminating.
Okay. So the searches found specifically on her iPhone included the phrases, and I quote, "Can cops force you to do a lie detector test?" Again,
it's a butt search. That's it being in her pocket and a button is hitting the screen.
Okay.
A capacitive button.
I understand.
Yeah, it was like
that.
Predictive text.
Yes, that's predictive text.
How about, and I quote, "Death certificate says pending. Will life insurance still pay?" Question mark.
She has practical concerns. She has two children she's trying to take care of.
Uh-huh. How about, And I quote.
What'd you say?
Luxury prisons for the rich in America.
I've searched it many times.
Oh, you have?
Many times.
Okay. How about, and I quote, if someone is poisoned, what does it go down on the death certificate as?
She needed someone to go back and proofread this. It shouldn't end with as.
And, I quote, how to permanently delete information from an iPhone remotely.
Yeah, I guess the iPhone was already in police custody at that point. I don't know. Yeah, why was she asking remotely? Because she searched it on her phone.
Or maybe his phone, and there was incriminating text.
Ah, yes, yes, there you go. Dave oddly has a good mind about these sorts of things.
He has
very, very thought out over there.
He has been married multiple times.
Yeah.
They say that Corey Richens withdrew money from bank accounts without her husband's knowledge and tried to change a life insurance policy to make herself the sole beneficiary.
Who's your beneficiary?
My
murderer?
Yeah, that's what she put down there accidentally.
The last line, after all of that, the last line in this paragraph is, they also point to various incidents where she allegedly may have attempted to poison him.
Yeah.
And that.
Her lawyer, I don't know if this story has that, it seems like her lawyer said something to the effect of, well, this just indicates that she's of, you know, that she may be evil, but that it doesn't prove she did it.
Uh-huh. They also said, law enforcement never identified or seized any fentanyl or any other illicit drugs from the family home.
What up? See?
The state has provided...
She used it all. He had like four times the lethal
it was
dose.
All in his body.
The state had provided no evidence that there was fentanyl found in the home, nor have they provided any evidence that Corey gave Eric the fentanyl at issue. And by the way, her husband, Eric, he's a, quote, partier, and also someone who, quote, loved to have a good time. He would consume alcohol and THC in any form.
Okay. I mean...
Victim blaming.
They've got to prove the case. That do they have a video of her putting it in there?
No.
If not...
I love the searches on the iPhone, though.
I know it. Like, I always get a kick out of any time I read a story of, they found these searches on the accused phone.
Yeah.
And I know, I just rub my hands together because I know I'm about to read something that's going to be just so incriminating.
Right.
Incriminating run-on sentences.
Yes. Yeah. Like poorly worded.
If the worst...
Sometimes they even leave the typos in there when they print them in the news stories.
So when you do pass away and someone has your phone... And let's just say it's you.
Mm-hmm.
And your loved one say...
That's not going to happen. I will pass away. I will make sure that I put the phone up to my temple before the bullet goes through the... It'll go through the phone
first.
So it goes
through your head and then the phone, or through the phone and then your head?
Through the phone and the head.
Yeah. That's smart. Yeah. You're always two steps ahead of the law.
God, that's dark.
But when...
Maybe bite down on it like a wallet and then shoot up.
God.
God dang, Dave.
But when they do pass...
He even acted it out in years.
I've thought about it.
When they pass your phone off, if like it's your wife and you're like, well, you know, and you had a great marriage and everything was great and you loved your kids and things were awesome. And but is there the loved one who's just looking at the phone going, do I even dare? Do I dare hand this over? Even though I've got a big life insurance policy, he left me with a lot of money, like things were great, but... Just to see what was going
right.
on in there.
You have all these fond memories of your deceased loved one. Do you want to taint that?
Do you want to risk it?
Yeah. You don't want to see something like college girls with big boobs tied up in a bathtub or something like that?
You describing...
Huh. That was very specific.
Is that your incognito folder?
Snake.
No. I'm just saying.
Tied up.
Multiple
Jeez,
of them.
Corby. Yeah. Plural. Yeah. Well, have you known anyone who's discovered?
No, because I don't think you want to do that. Like, if someone just dies of natural causes and everything's fine,
I think even then, though, do you want to search through?
No, you don't. But are there people that are like, huh? Well, now that he's gone, let's just see.
Yeah. How would you handle that? Let's say that your spouse dies unexpectedly young.
Right.
You search through the phone.
Right.
And you find that there was bad stuff going on.
Yeah, you don't want
to... And then when your kids are crying for mommy, you know, I mean, it's not that bad that she's gone. Come on.
If only you knew the whole extent of things.
I mean, she wasn't the greatest.
No.
There's stuff you'll understand later. I'm keeping the pics.
Yeah, and then you find like one pic hidden,
mm-hmm.
and it's just her tied up in the bathtub.
Wait, why? What? Once again, what? You're back to...
Why are there ropes in all your fantasies?
Yes, and there's like eight German dudes around her.
Huh.
All their feet.
Right, just their feet. And she's kind of looking up at him like, oh, God.
Snake.
So detailed.
How did you know their feet were German?
Oh, you know.
Well, it's the tattoos that are on there. They're
all pro-Dirk.
Mid-last century.
They all got SS on their ankle in spring break.
All right.
Stands for super sexy.
Everyone knows that. Yeah. And how much of the, good mommy, I just miss her so much. And you're just like,
oh, God. I have to listen to these kids cry about that person again.
German slut.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, I think that the curiosity gets the better of you and you look through the phone. And then you have to go through and find forgiveness or lack of.
Not a chance in hell I look at that.
Would you, Dave?
No. There was a time in my life where I was obsessed with knowing everything.
Mm-hmm.
But now.
Now
no.
You know less is more.
Yeah. Now
you just know you're going to be betrayed.
Yeah. Now,
you just assume it.
Now okay. I just assume that it will happen and I'd rather not know about it.
Yeah.
Now,
you'd rather the grace period of before you find out to at least be a happy time.
Right.
Now, if I'm with you and the unfortunate happens, mm-hmm. and then I have your phone.
Yeah.
Where there's...
Yeah, do we go through each other's phones?
Nothing to lose here.
Yeah.
Yeah, is this the slideshow above the casket? The secret folder?
Yeah.
Of Davey up there goat-seeing the camera?
That's how I'll be in the casket. You'll see it on the screen, and then they'll open it up.
The chasm,
so that's
right
how we got
camera.
The hemorrhoids.
God, I knew it. I knew it. We all knew it. We're just afraid to say it.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Do you want to do that next one next? Because...
Oh, you got something else?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to.
What was that noise?
I don't know.
I thought you were real fired up to talk about the SEC football schedule.
Well, I was,
schedule.
But this is way more
do I have
fun
time
right
for
now.
One more?
All right, let's do one more rant revival because this next
story. To honor Norm. We need to do it to honor Norm. The rant was his favorite show.
He would want this.
To honor Norm next.
The ticket.
We got Great Fest coming up here in just a second, but we're in the middle of the rant revival every Thursday. Except for the last couple weeks where we were out of town and stuff like that. Gordo Indeed. Comes in and we revive the rant. So we're in the middle of it, and Davey and I were texting last night, and we thought this was a really touching story. One that if you have a mom nearby, may want to text her and just say, tune in, mom.
Yeah, this is probably something that she needs to know about, a trend that she needs to be aware of.
Yes. What are the odds that he is aware, A, of this story, B, of the terminology used in the story?
I'm going to say pretty good on both.
Oh, okay.
You be honest. You be honest,
okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right, so this is from the UK, from London.
All right.
As they are bringing an entire group of extreme body modification people, I guess.
No. Why is that a question?
I don't know. I talked myself into a corner. They're an extreme body modification group, and they are all being brought up on charges in London.
Doing something illegal?
Yes. So a 22-year-old from Surrey, Jacob Creamy Appleby, he pleaded guilty to causing grievous bodily harm with intent to a guy named Marius Gustafson in 2019. Now, Gustafson he's culpable as well. He's a victim, but he's also charged. He's originally from
Many
Norway.
Many times victims become perpetrators.
Yes. True. Well, he's originally from Norway, and he is alleged to be the leader of the group. And his wide-ranging conspiracy involves up to 29 offenses of extreme body modifications on 13 victims. And so Gustafson, who is now from North London, pleaded not guilty to causing grievous bodily harm with intent on three
but
different
these
men
people go, they
from
go
2018
in,
to 2019.
They're going in for body modification?
Yes. Extreme
yeah.
body modification.
Not like a haircut.
So, but you're saying that they did not know what this guy was going to do to him? Like he overstepped his bounds?
No. Everything, everybody.
Everybody in, was consenting?
Everybody apparently. In this group is a consenting adult.
It just doesn't seem that it's all on the up and up.
What do you mean?
From a legality standpoint.
Well, many.
All right, explain the body modification.
Yeah. So many of the charges relate to the alleged clamping and splitting of genitals.
What?
Two other men admitted to removing body parts belonging to Gustafson. Nathan Arnold from West London admitted to the partial removal of Gustafson's nipple.
Okay, so that's not that bad.
Partial.
We've done that. We've all been there.
And a guy named Damien Bynes, a 35-year-old dude, also from North London, admitted to removing Gustafson's penis.
Okay, so that
one. Why did you lead with that one?
That one.
The whole penis and just part of a nipple?
Yes.
Huh. I probably would have reversed those, but okay.
What would you take part of your penis off for?
Why would you take part of your nipple off for?
Well, to save the whole penis. If they had to do full on one and partial on the other, I'm reversing that.
Now, here is...
I mean, I could lose 3 inches down there and still be fine. Still be well above average.
I'm regretting texting my mom to listen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, sorry about that. Yeah.
So would you take out, like, the middle so you
yes,
just
I'd take
move
out
the head down?
Yes. Yes, that's the best way, because you don't want to take off the last part of it.
Yeah. I myself
that's
am
the magic mushroom. That's where all the feeling is.
You're just now, playing Jenga down there.
Gross.
So...
Y'all are all gross.
Here is except mine eats itself like those don't come and take it flags. I can curve mine around where it's eating its own
like
tail.
Like a Pac-Man.
Yeah.
So this is where it goes to an entirely different
don't tread
level.
On me. That's what it is. Yeah.
The procedures, all of these extreme body modifications, the clamping and splitting of genitals, the removal of penises and nipples... All of these were filmed and uploaded to Gustafson's Eunuch Maker website, where people subscribe to watch these
yes.
videos.
I squatted that name for a while.
I've seen it.
Eunuchmaker.com.
Yeah, yeah. I own that because I thought there for a while that's what Dan and Jake were going to name their new show.
The Eunuch Makers?
Yeah.
It was close.
Yeah.
Between the Hang Zone and the Eunuch Makers.
I was stupid.
Can you imagine? We got a great new name, guys.
And so this whole subculture, this whole body modification group, they are men who wish to become, and this is a term that you need to be honest if you knew this term before today. These men wish to become nullos, which is short for genital nullification, by having both their penises and testicles removed. To become a Ken doll down there.
Are you familiar with the term nullo?
No.
Are you sure? You're
I'm
under
positive.
Oath here.
I've never heard of that before.
You've never searched it? That's not
no,
on your
no,
phone?
No.
God.
What are nullos, and can cops force you to do a lie detector test about them?
Where can I watch nullos?
If nullo is less listed on the death certificate, is it still hot?
How can I find out if my wife is aware of me searching for nullos on this phone?
Yes. What if your mom, what if your wife found a bunch of nullo photos on your phone when you died?
Would that change things? It's like, yes. They made that whole movie about Harrison Ford found out that his wife, who died in a plane crash or something, was having an affair. He's like, oh my God, it's so terrible. I can't believe that she was sleeping with someone else. Would you rather have that or about 50 nullo pictures in the...
In your wife's phone?
Well, whatever. Yes. No. Yeah. Like, she's into that.
Like, your wife, her top...
Well, I'd
her...
rather her be into that than the opposite of it.
Their plans for
like
Corby's
future.
Like,
just huge,
future.
Just elephant trunk guys.
So if you
the,
had
the guy sitting on the edge of the bed.
Yeah.
But that's it. Wait a minute.
What?
So you would rather that than have to explain to her kinfolk that
what?
She's into Nullo?
You don't have to explain it to her kinfolk. Why do you have to tell anyone?
Well, you're going to have to. You have to tell someone. You're
That's
like,
not going to be the slideshow above the casket.
I've got to get this off my chest.
Bunch of Nullos.
Webster's defines Nullo as...
Grandma, have you ever heard of Nullo?
Here, do a search. Who's anybody VPN'd up here?
No.
Can do a search
no
for
one
Nullos?
Search Nullos.
Some P1s are right
it.
Now.
I do it.
Do Ty it on do company, it. Yeah.
He can legitimately do it for business okay. interests because we are talking
how
about it.
How do you spell
it.
This?
Nullos.
Okay.
Oh you don't have to pluralize.
And go to computer. Nullos Unlimited. That's the one I like.
Nullos Unlimited?
Yeah.
Type in, where can I find Nullo bug chasers?
How to delete Nullo right. photos.
If my wife is remotely. Into Nullos, how can I please her?
My God.
Did you find a picture of a Nullo?
Yeah.
How's it look? Pretty hot?
No.
Well, Dave, really?
Is it a mess down there, or, they,
or is it smooth?
Dave was asking
like
how.
Elbow.
Yeah, they... Wikipedia also identifies it as a smoothie.
Yeah. Lord.
A smoothie.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, if you have to go to a gifted surgeon to get a true smoothie.
Yes, that's a miracle.
To not
somebody
have
who can do that.
A bunch of Frankenstein scars down there.
So. Imagine getting on the internet, though, and somehow a link is pushed toward you. You're like, oh, I want to join this little group here and wonder what Nullos is. Is that like a new snack?
Like a Facebook group?
Right. And you fly
I don't get,
over there.
I don't get why this is illegal. I guess it would be because it's illegal medical procedures. But shouldn't someone be allowed to have Nullo confirming surgery?
Are
Let's
you,
say that they want this.
Are you
like,
allowed,
their
are you allowed,
body
are you allowed to,
video
to mutilate
it.
Yourself?
Yes, and, it is their body.
And video it, though. Or not video it, but put it out there on the internet live. Is that cool?
Well, why not?
I don't know. I don't
Can't
know where the line is drawn on the internet. Yes, you can choose to do it. But can it be broadcast?
If someone pays for, I mean, consenting people, if they want to watch it, why can't they watch that surgery?
And supposedly, like, aren't there tons of people watching it? Like, really into it? Like, oh, yeah.
I don't know the subscription rate for Unic Maker. I don't even know how much it costs. What would you pay for Unic Maker?
Yeah, what would you pay, Gordon?
It's a small monthly fee.
A nominal monthly
fee. And I get
fee.
Norm's picks at the same time. Uh-huh. It's a combo deal.
What a weird combo
yeah,
that
it's
is.
It's a partnership. It's an odd partnership.
Well, I really like the Ravens.
It's a
That's a good
it's
looking
a bundle
Nullo.
Deal.
That's a great Nullo over
I
there.
Bundled and saved.
Picks of the Nullo.
I wonder if Norm's a Nullo.
No, I know he's not. And leave
is
him
that,
alone.
How do you
bad
know
to speculate
he's not?
On I know
day?
He's not.
Hello, You've hello, seen hello, it?
Hello. Have you ever seen Norm's
no.
non-Nullo?
No. Un-Nullo?
Yeah.
Nullo?
Have you seen his un-Nullo?
No.
Then you don't know whether it's a
his,
Nullo
his
or not.
His pre-Nullo.
Yes.
Yeah. His Marco Nullo.
He is pre-Nullo. Nullo. Am I saying that right?
Yeah,
what
maybe,
is Nullo?
Maybe that is. Maybe when he referred to the next chapter of his life, that's what
that's
he
what
meant.
He's talking
his,
about.
His Nullo chapter.
Mayor Bear wants me to become a Nullo.
A smoothie, if you will.
She prefers a smoothie.
A smoothie. That's better than Nullo.
Yeah, it is. Smoothie sounds kind of hot.
I know.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's kind of soft. Not all prodding and probing.
So are there female Nullos?
That like where just, they just stitch it up?
Yeah, they just stitch it together. Like it looks like football laces.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it sounds like females can do it. Oh, mostly men.
I love watching lacing TikToks.
God, yeah, it's so pleasing. Oddly satisfying.
All right, were there Nullos, like...
When I was growing up?
In the 1800s?
No. Well, there were
there
people
There were eunuchs.
Who, yeah, there were eunuchs. People yeah. that would castrate themselves and so on.
For mostly religious reasons?
No, I think...
To show their devotion to the Lord?
I think some people are so tortured by their sexuality, they also want to
thinking that that
remove
will
their own junk.
Remove the thoughts.
Hey, the Heaven's Gate people castrated themselves.
That's
there were
right.
several of them that castrated themselves.
But were they smoothies?
I don't know if they became smoothies.
Because
they probably
removed the berries, but not the twig. Right.
Right. Which is weird because the twig does most of the damage, right?
You know, yeah, but if there's no gas tank for the twig.
Okay. The twig can still become,
a log?
Yes. The twig can still grow in stature and prestige.
Yeah, but
without the berries, right?
I guess so, but then what does it produce?
Well, it doesn't have to produce anything.
So you can experience the ultimate pleasure,
yes,
but it's a phantom right. organism?
Well, it's still an organism. It just isn't a messy one.
Right. He's right. He's looked this
so
up.
So I think being a eunuch is preferable to being a nullo or a smoothie.
So how do they...
Like the guy that was in Game of Thrones that had that done.
Yes.
He was not a smoothie.
Little, what's his name?
Viserys.
Viserys, yeah.
And the other guy that got it cut off, remember, by
Grey Worm?
Yeah.
No, oh yeah.
And the other
but
guy.
But also Reek.
Theon. Dude.
Yeah.
What?
Reek. So many penises cut off on that show.
What a ridiculous show that was.
I know it. There's so much idiocy in that show, but we all think it's great.
Oh, that's so good. All right, we got to go. There you go.
There's the rant revival.
Probably the last week we'll do it.
Tweet your Nullo pictures to Gordon Keith.
Don't forget to hug your smoothie today.